I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Update on Jussie Smollett. He turned himself in at 5:15 a.m. this morning. He made a statement to police before being taken into custody. He's being charged with one count of felony disorderly conduct for filing a false police report, and that is punishable up to 3 years in prison. This is what the attorney for the two Nigerian brothers who have been linked to the attack says about this situation, what Jussie should do.
I think Jussie Smollett should come clear because the truth will set him free. I think that Jussie's conscience is probably not letting him sleep right now, so I think he should unload that conscience and just come out and tell the American people what actually happened.
Fox is considering removing Jussie from Empire.
I'm surprised they don't just remove him. I understand you have to reshoot it, but do you really want that guy on your show anymore? I wouldn't.
I would hope not. Adrian McManus was once a trusted employee at the Neverland Ranch, which is Michael Jackson's house, if you don't remember. And she revealed some of the strange behavior that she encountered while working there. She said she never spoke out because Jackson's people threatened to kill her. She says Michael Jackson was obsessed with capturing everything on camera and had a walk-in closet filled with expensive camera equipment. And one day, she stumbled upon something secret, some tapes.
I think they were of Michael with boys doing inappropriate things. I think they were probably sex tapes. I was told by Michael's bodyguards that they could hire a hitman to take me out, that they could have somebody slice my neck and you'd never find my body. You just do what you're told to do. You don't question him.
Catherine McPhee, who was the runner-up on American Idol a few seasons back, took a swipe at Senator Bernie Sanders on Twitter, and it was pretty savage. She tweeted, "Somebody tell a certain bro running that sometimes you need to accept your runner-up status and move on. I'd know." Her tweet was in response to Sanders entering an already crowded 2020 Democratic primary race.
Who? I don't know who
Bernie
this girl
Sanders?
Is. No, I know who.
Catherine McPhee. I just said she's the runner-up on American Idol.
I know, but who cares what she has to say? That's
well,
what I'm
it's
saying.
Just kind of funny because okay. She's the runner-up. She's poking fun at herself. That's the point.
She's going to be singing now at a Trump rally. Now she'll get to open up for him.
No, I don't think she's pro-Trump. I think she's just making fun because there's 100 people running to be
it's gonna
president
be crazy.
On the Democratic ticket.
Yeah, aren't they going to break it up in like two different nights, like one of the first Democratic debates?
Yep.
Wow, I'm going to have to DVR that.
By the way, the DNC is thinking about hosting in Houston.
Oh, that's cool.
An Amy Winehouse hologram tour scheduled for later this year has been postponed because of production issues. The company, Base Hologram, said that the tour was put on hold after encountering some unique challenges and sensitivities. Base, this hologram company, didn't give a timetable for rescheduling the dates. The tour was announced last October and was going to include live singers, a band, theatrical stagecraft, and the tour was going to raise money for the Amy Winehouse Foundation, which works to combat and prevent drug and alcohol abuse among young people. And I know this is kind of random. Like, obviously, we don't play Slipknot on this station, but
we
they're
should.
Talking about an artist that we do play. So I think this is funny. So I wanted to include this in the garbage. So Slipknot has been beefing with Nickelback since 2017 when Chad Kroeger slammed Slipknot during an interview saying, "How good can your music be if you've got to beat each other up on stage, throw up in your own mask every night?" So the Slipknot singer, whose name is Corey Taylor, retaliated. He said Chad Kroeger has a face like a foot and that Nickelback is to rock what KFC is to chicken. Now,
wait a minute, hold up. Okay, continue.
Now, this guy, the singer from Slipknot, has a new band to bash. He stopped by this bar or something, or I don't know what this is, a podcast or something, someplace. He stopped by for an interview, called Nickelback the scapegoat of rock and roll, but also said, however, they are now passing the baton to Imagine Dragons right now, and I love it. They're awful, so that's cool. And they're from Vegas, so I'm going to go home to protest. I can't show my face in this town now.
Wait, how are people going to hate on Imagine Dragons? When
I 100% agree.
Wait, okay, hold on a second. Just a young gun. You're going to hate on this?
Yeah. He said Nickelback sucked. They were like the butt rock of rock, and now he's saying, actually, you know what? Nickelback, forget about them. Imagine Dragons is the new Nickelback.
They have one of the best songs of all time with Thunder. The hook? Have you heard the hook of this song?
Yes.
Hold on, listen. I don't think you have. I mean, everybody sing along if you know it.
Oh! So creative. True rock.
Okay. It, honestly, I think it is.
I agree with the Slipknot dude. That is the garbage.